Alam by Simon Sinek. So Maccabi brings down that if you carry Krishna with a bracha, if you do Krishna without brachas, Yotze Chavis Krishna, Yotze Krishna, Chizah carry a brachas with Krishna. That's the Etzim, Brikas Krishna, it's not Mamish Brikas Krishna, it's fine, Krishna is different than Brikas Krishna, right? Brikas Krishna is 4 hours, Krishna is only on Shleshes. So therefore, if you say Krishna before, you're running late, right? You're running late, or. So you say Krishna without the brachas, and afterwards you say Krishna, afterwards you say the brachas without Krishna. Now the Kabbalah brings down that it's a good thing to do is say Krishna again with the brachas. What's the reason why? You say Krishna already, so why saying it with the brachas? So Mishpah brings down the reason why it's Kedilam of the Tefillah Mitev Devei Torah. There's a Maila of being Lam of the Tefillah Mitev Devei Torah. Krishna is in Nechshav Kekari B'Torah. Krishna is called Kekari B'Torah, therefore that's the Sivas Adavar, why you're doing it. So Shem Zaman has a Shai, let's say you're running late. Right, it's like Krishna before davening, running late, and you get to shul, and they're ahead of you. And if you say Krishna, now you're going to miss the Tefillah B'Tzibur. So should you go ahead and skip Krishna in order to make the Tefillah B'Tzibur? So it's about it. The Iker Siva, why you're doing it is Mitzvah just Lam B'Torah Levi Torah. So that's my love. It's just a good thing to do, but you're not going to miss the Tefillah B'Tzibur because of that. And that scenario, about it, the correct thing is.
So that's going with the Hanukkah that Tefillah B'Tzibur is after starting Mamish with the Tzibur.
The Prim Gaon says like that, and that Shava V'Shava, and Kalm needs to give like, why do you give a clap on Rosh Chodesh? So everyone should start Shava V'Shava V'Shava. About the Iker, you yoitz the Tefillah B'Tzibur, all the Sheet is the first bracha, third bracha, or some say called Mana, 10 people in the Tzibur, davening, and maybe. But definitely the, Iker or Maila is definitely, if it's.
So it's that Maila, outweighing that Maila.
That Maila, yeah, it's definitely a. Definitely would outweigh that mile, and about that scenario, about it should. Yeah. I remember maybe there's a levush in the Sugga. I can't remember what it was. It says along the lines of that maybe the mile of St. Krishna again with the brachas is that maybe that midirabanan, there's a mile of St. Krishna with the brachas, similar to St. Krishna de Raisa, there's a mile of derabanan. Isn't that the place? Remember such a levush?
I'm sure.
Huh?
Isn't it Mash Madras?
What do you say? And where? Saying that Krishna with the right, as the Maila saying Krishna the Brach, so sort of high, you also got the Maila. So Shem Zalman said that the Maila to the Sibba would win out. Okay, right. Let's sing in Rosh Hashanah, let's sing in Mitzvah Kavana. Mitzvah Tzichus Kavana, basically, do you say Mitzvah Mitzan Atzmai? The Maila Mitzvah Ankan the Kavana, or Dafka, if a person has Kavana, goes ahead and makes the Maila Mitzvah into a Maila Mitzvah. About that, everyone agrees, which says about it, you have to do, supposed to have Kavanah, you're supposed to do the things of Shem Poilam. About Mitzvah, you need Kavanah, like more than it says, Lazim, Sadaka, Masa, Dom, Shem Poilam, you should do things with Shem Shemayim, Fatir, Mitzvah, Shem Nesim, Lomada. About that, you're supposed to do things with Kavanah, the Machlaikis is. In the Gemara, the Plakas and the Psak is Bidiyevi. You have Kavanah, what are you going to do? Yaitse, you're not going to. But you're going to Yaitse the Mitzvah, you're not going to Yaitse the Mitzvah. There's a Chun somewhere. It has a style like this that. Let's say you have somebody who's a big Chagas. So the guy's Baal Tshuva. And when he was a friend, he gave millions of dollars of stock. A lot of charity organizations, and he gave a lot of good work. What's the right word? Whatever, because I give you a lot of money. And now I came from, and I want to know. So if your mitzvah is kavana, I didn't like do it. Shame, bani shalom, shame paylam, and on the time it's six kavana, which will machmir on the ices the mitzvah is kavana. Svechin alochem, right? Yes, I'm six kavana. Lots of mitzvahs are mitzvah. Svechin alochem. That is the halacha. I come out of the fiza that. All his stock and all his nice and tight and all the good things that the person did is not going to be right. So which really gets questioned on yourself. Anytime a person does something just because like it's a nice good thing to do. You know, have like a kabana, maybe the shame mitzvah. Chora keeps you to be telling this machai is gonna come out, they're not going to do it. So Zav Chanan, which says that there's a chilek between mitzvahs like also, a mitzvah kavanah says, "We'll mix mitzvah, mitzvah. You do a little without having kavanah. So it's just a mitzvah, mitzvah. So like this is a mitzvah, mitzvah. A mitzvah, you have to kavanah. Then it's not like a mitzvah, mitzvah. So the mitzvah is the whole takas mitzvah is the te'elah shabai. The the mitzvah is taka. The ikka taka is the taka. The ani got his money. Most men like a very chesed is the ikka is the takas is the teitzah shabai as opposed to that's meitzah shabai. So when the mitzvah is teiles oriented, I want to say that even on the kavana, that's going to be considered a bechavtza a meitzah mitzvah, and therefore it would be yes be considered a mitzvah seals. When you be see one time, it says, come on, over here, you would not need it. I have a stress a couple of times, it's not like that. Every single time, it says, you have to make sure you have to have the right kavanah. When you're paying a pile, that guy has the right kavanah, you're paying the pile of his man, and you have his mitzvah. He keeps on saying over and over, the point is to pay the pile on time. That's the taste of it. So I don't know, it doesn't sound like, he says, it doesn't sound like us still going to Durham. But you know, because it's a shikul kiddush, right? And as he's trying to say, kiddush is that when the mitzvah is the ma'aseh mitzvah, so the lulav is just unkem lulav. Unless you have kavanah to do it for the banish sham, the shengen went over his tzitzah. So, it's a good thing. But that kind of
for the else to come around then it would be not.
They always have a cup. No, you should always have. Always have whatever. But kavanah, yeah. So because we pass the mitzvah, kavanah, you have to have kavanah to go ahead and do the mitzvah. Now when you have kavanah to go ahead and do the mitzvah. What point do you have to have that kavanah to have a mitzvah? When do you have to have it? Now, let's say you start doing a mitzvah and you're like, oh, okay, I have to kavanah now. So, does that work or that doesn't work? Does the kavanah be before that? So, a mitzvah, or the kavanah could be whenever a person has, or even in between a person able to have kavanah to have a mitzvah. So, Sheva Kazim is a married Gerayah from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So, the person is traveling and he hears all of a sudden an Akri of Bezek Knesset and he has a called Shafer. Ain't kivin liba yotza. I like kivin liba yotza. So he's walking. Here's a shayfer. Also, nah, have kavana. Now shayfer you need a. But you hear part of tkiya that, and he had a safe tkiya that tkiya skri na yotza. The Gemara said you have to have a full tkiya. If you miss part of tkiya, even though you have a sure tkiya, you're not going to be yotza. And still the Gemara says I could go and be have kavana. So vayisachis that the kavana which you need that dafka is you have to have kavana. Shepherd of Kassi brings Israel. It's the Mardi Gras. It's love that we see the Kavanah before the Maisa Mitzvah. We see the Kavanah is. Even if Bishas the Maisa Mitzvah at some point Kavanah to be a Maisa Mitzvah, that alone would be considered a Kavanah and that alone would be enough for that some Tachas of Mitzvah Kavanah. What type of Kavanah do you need when you have Mitzvah Kavanah? What do you have to have in mind? So Kipshuta, you have to have the mind for that. So my mitzvah I'm doing. As I'm doing Shafer, so I have that for mine. I'm being going to give it to Mr. Shafer, or Mrs. Lulav. There's Aruch HaShulchan over here, which is it's like more Klaliyus. So I'm doing the same mitzvah. That's all. I definitely have to have a mind for the specific mitzvah. This is even more Klaliyus, that can make an ration like that. Even a Klaliyus, the Kavana, I'm doing the same mitzvah enough. There's not to be Dafka, this mitzvah alim. It's a Kiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. No, Shevet Kasi was about Kavanah Mila. No, the Aruch HaShulchan says that you need more of a general than be Sukkot. It's Kiddush, because you have to be one or two more Kiddushim before you get to that Samalacha, the Raisa, the Rabbanah, the Brachas. Is that there's a Yibir Alacha, I think it's Tafkut Pei Tess, which discusses can I go ahead and do a mitzvah in the bathroom? Can I do a mitzvah in the bathroom? Does anyone do a mitzvah in the bathroom? In the shower, where it comes like, now look, it's near Shabbos in the bathroom, and you know, a towel, and you can't, and there's nowhere to light. It's like, can I do a can I become a mitzvah in the bathroom? Anyone do a mitzvah in the bathroom? So he says, the idea that being a mitzvah sikhs kavana, that's like, me'ain like a limna teiraza, and therefore that's something which is not correct to do in the bathroom. So it's like having kavana to do a mitzvah. In the bathroom, he writes like it's in a Torah, and he says that that'll be a
chisa.
I think it's called Kafe Tas. It's not a shayfer.
Yeah.
Huh? That's yeah, so if you have kavanah beforehand, you want to have kavanah beforehand, then you do all the tzaras. That's fine, you know. But just saying, it's interesting. The mitzvah kavanah is he says in the tzaras and zach can't be done into the bathroom. Okay, fine. But again, some halacha. Chayav done something. Only kavanah. You need kavanah v'chein halacha. We pass the mitzvah sifres kavanah. Mitzvah brings down a rambam. Shemar devaz dafk mitzvah deraisa. Mitzvah rabbanah insert kavanah dafk deraisa. Not by derabbanah. One does not need. Kavana, he says, Afiza, Kol Brachas, which are Rabbanan, any Brachas on the Rabbanan, besides Bix the Mazen, if you need Kavana, you can be Yitzvah Diabet. He says, Mekamu, 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 is not saying chukim etzim mitzvah. The rabbanan, and there's a shaila: are we? What do we hold? Is it bein dreisim and the rabbanans, or maybe it's dafka on dreisim and the rabbanans? You don't need to have kavana. So this really, I guess, gets us to the problem that so let's say you did a ma'aseh mitzvah, you didn't have kavana. So do you have to go ahead and do it over or not? So Pashas thrice is for sure, and the Rabbanans would be Machlaikis. Kapi Bracha, Mishbir says, Savrach Zalkal, being in Machlaikis. So, Savrach is the Raisa, Savrach of Chumra, but he says, you shouldn't make a Bracha. Ma'aseh is Machlaikis, you should never make Brachas over again. But, well, Ma'aseh Mitzvah Zachar should come out that you should have to go ahead and do it. So, Mishbir brings down the famous Chayodim. The Chayodim says that there is Me'ein Stoma L'Shema, that when you're doing a Ma'aseh Mitzvah, which is Mukhvi Inya, that you're being Yoitza, there's a Kahn Zvachim that the Zim calls Stoma L'Shema. When you do a Shechitas Purban, Karmen doesn't have to be L'Shema. If you're doing a Ma'aseh, which is Mukhvi Mitzvah, that's a Chepsa the Ma'aseh, that's what you're doing. Like, that's what you're doing Shechitas Kachim. So it's Mavur and the Gemara over there, the Gemara says that Stoma L'Shema, you're going to be Yoitza. So Mavur and the Gemara, Bezim, that Stoma L'Shema also is Bidi Evid. But it's still, it's called a Shema, and the carbon is going to be cautious. So to the Chazam says over there, if you do something which Mufida Inya is Mukach, that a person is going to, that a person means to do a Ma'aseh Mitzvah, so therefore you're going to be Yoitz Bidi Eved, I'm saying you're going to be Mukach Feirish, and...
He says that over
there? What?
He says that over there?
The what?
Bidi Eved.
I mean, you definitely have the Gemara Nedarim, that for sure. Even in Stam L'Shmar, you're using on basis of basis. Api Shulach Haven Liba, he says Yaitza, right? So the Gemara Lane is mashmak Diavad by Stam L'Shmar. Well, Dimion is B'Diavad like a Dimion, given by Stam L'Shmar. There's a Din L'Chachili to have Kavan, if you don't have Kavan.
Mishmar himself said he's supposed to have
it. Yeah, Mishmar himself says he had to have
it. Even the
it's only b'diavad about the chiddush. You do it, and don't dim into stumble shema. It's only b'diavad. But you have to have a chiddush. Now, so this is whenever it's a mukhaf inyan that you meant to do the mitzvah. Therefore, it's going to be okay. So Berkus always says like, well, it has to be once in your life had come on to do the mitzvah, right? No. So a case where it could be negay, where it could be probably b'diavad. Let's take a second. Let's say. I'm going to say it like this. Yom Kippur, which is Mitzvah Shabbos, so you go ahead and eat, right? But you don't have mind to Malam Malka, I got the shadow. Yeah, Mitzvah Kippur is starving, going to eat, and then afterwards you realize, like, hey, Malam Malka, am I using Malam Malka or not?
What's the
proposition?
No, that's
not it.
No, why should that be different than a kid's Mitzvah Shabbos exam like Kriyashma when he's reading? What's it called?
What?
The kids
or
something.
He's reading for. Right. Look, I mean, here's
Vizmane.
But
if you're saying, let's say a person's benching for children, he also
needs
a bench.
So right. And it's over there, it's not Mukhafi Indian. I'm saying, I think that case, Kipshuta, you'd have to. The guy, Mava Malka, Matze, Yom Kippur, didn't want to do it for the same as Malka. You get involved with Shekhay Nana, that old Shayla, yeah, no, Shekhay Nana, maybe. But Kipshuta. In that case, it's not Mukhach of Indian that you meant to be Yitzah, and therefore, it'll be a problem. Let's even make early Shabbos, think a second. You're davening. Not sure that would be Mukhach of Indian. But, because in most cases, the Maisa, you have a Chel and B'diavid, that's Mukhach of Indian, therefore you're going to be Yitzah, like there's only B'diavid, number one. And.
But so the Rav would say you should wash again? You should wash and then.
I think so, why not?
Even though it's only the whole Indian, it's only the Ramana.
What do you say?
The whole
Mosque. Oh, it means the Rabbanans. Again, about the Machlaikas. Right. We have a couple, so we can make Tzurufim, right? We have Machlaikas on the Rabbanans. Goyin says, Ein Lechalek. Maybe Rambam says, some places, the Rabbanan Yoni Kavano. There's maybe Svarsha Kainena. So maybe when the whole thing's Achila. Maybe that. But yeah. I'm saying, he definitely didn't have Kavana to do it, and he definitely is not moving. Yeah, I'm saying, I think. Any other case? I'm sure you have to have always, you should train yourself to have Kavana. You're doing the same. Shem Ma'aseh Mitzvah, B'diavad, we have the Hatter of the Chayyad. Most cases. Yeah. Kari Shema B'lai Kivim Pasuk Rishon, Shem Shema Yisrael, Le'asei Chavasa. He says that if you had, he said Shema didn't have Kavana by the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, you're not going to be Yitzah, Vasham Le'kivim Le'v, if you like Kari B'tah, M'givir Pashas, Yitzah, as long as you're Kavani B'Pasuk Rishon. Over here we're talking about the kavana to, you know, you're having kavana to be There's one thing about mitzvahs kavanah. Mitzvahs is not bad. There are two kavanahs. There's kavanah to lay mitzvah atzma. The kavanah to lay mitzvah atzma. When lots is by any kavanah, the kavanah is kasher siman Hashem. You know, so we have these things. You have to have kavanah that you have to have. You know, by shema, the pirush hamilas of the first pasuk is going to be ma'akev. A person not kavanah by the pirush hamilas, the ma'aseh is not going to be yotze. Kai brings down when you say shema, so a person has to do it for the aim of yira. That's the Zaya, you have to have the proper kavanah when a person says Shema. Shmuel brings down that hey, Shmuel Kabbal Mach Shemayim, this Neregat Kedesh Hashem. The person who's having one, we say Shemayim, so it's be Neregat Kedesh Hashem. Now that is definitely a high Madrega. Have in mind, be Neregat Kedesh Shemayim. More practical, I say, it's Ali Shore brings down that he'd say that what a person should do is a person has to have in mind that a person has to be. Once we moisten that, we burnish them. We say, "What's the tzura?" He says, "Take whatever nisayin you're facing, or whatever nisayin is, whatever, and have in mind, and focus on nisayin. And when you overcome nisayin, let's say you're about to, let's say you have nisayin, let's say shmuzing. So I'm come up with shmuzing, not get shmuzing for seder, or." Person has a shmir sanaim, you wrap the dabbing. So, the person should have a kabbalah samach shemayim in the whatever a person is faced with, and that's the proper hanhaga that person should, that's the proper hanhaga a person should have. Sif Gimel brings down that there are 248 letters in order to mashim the Ramach Bar Shaladam, and the Sibisir Shiv Shem Kechememes, and he says the Kol Ramach Shem Kechememes. And it's probably supposed to have 248, and if you're not having Sibra, then you say Kel Melech Neman. So it's all shaila in terms of the Shliat Sibra Alain, what should he say? Who knows what's the proper Hagga? Mishmur brings down the Sermar, it's Kasher Shechet Tzibulei Sain Balachas Tevis Emes, and say Emes, Kim Shechaz Bukaram. Mosei, you must have Chazim Ramach. If you say Emes, then he says Shalakim Emes, you have too much. So all you should do is, he shouldn't say Emes, then say Shalakim Emes, and then he should be good. If not, there's going to be 249. So the Minuch Eilum Kishchan Arach, Yisham Gan Pam Rishon Emes. He says the Minuch Eilum is not like that, to do Emes, Shalakim for Binayim. Emes says Shini, Emin Aminin. He says the second Emes is not going to be Minyan. So it's a very complicated. The Sarah Maris and the Grand is saying that Sikhshiba should not say Emes, because otherwise you're going to end up having 249. It says Shulchan Aruch. The Minig is like Shulchan Aruch. They say Emes and the second Emes, we're not going to count as part of the 249. We're not going to count it. Ramesha has like a different Pshar. Ramesha says in Shulchan, the Pshar is that if you're singing right now, it's like you're finishing and then you're singing right away, don't say Emes the first time. Mashenkin, if you're finishing, you're waiting for the Tzibur, waiting for the Rav, whatever it is. So then in that type of scenario, the Ramesh says that you should say Emes, and then afterwards say Hashem Lekechem Emes.
Is she talking
about
that, like that?
Yeah. 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 Just, you know, to get the... It's just be sad, it's a part of the sort of thing. So I'm saying in seconds, it's not a problem. I'm saying it's going to be a half second between. Fine, the minig is what?
Well, the Alec Kelmach Nam and the Mechab or the Ramah say that you have Ramah, right?
Yeah.
So if the Chazan says MS, you end up with Reish Mem test.
That's what he said. That's a problem, right?
I'm saying, how does it...
So we're saying the second MS is not part of the...
Right, but 5 plus 3 is not 9. 5 plus 3 is 8.
Ah, I got it. Then, you cover your eyes when you say the Pasuvishan in order having Kavana. But if you wear glasses, they say it's not a problem. It's not definitely cover your eyes. It's more about that person shouldn't be... person shouldn't see. And about it does have to be on the Enayim Mamish. And that will be okay. And you now say Shema Shema Shtei Pamim, because whether you're being kaveh l'tevah Shema Shema or kaveh l'pasuk rishon, because it's something more being said, you say Shema Shema Mishtakan Esai, and it's Mechzi Ked Nirakil Kavlov Shtei Rishis Chash Hashem, and therefore it's a problem. Shmuel brings that. You might say Warm Mechavin, you might say not Yotzei, you say Shema Shema Mechavin, What should you do? So he says, you do it very quietly. People don't hear it, it's okay. And that's not the chepsa problem. It's the Mexic state of Shia. So he says that. If you mamish do it quietly, so therefore, it's not going to be bothered. Bring it over here, the Rashi says, the Lomda says, the Pshad says, it doesn't look like a Mexic state of Shia if you're doing it quietly. He say it loud, everyone knows this. Long live the king, right? So they do it with the Gansa Das. So if you're doing it quietly, you won't see me, it's not Nirikus state of Shia. And you know, that's going to be the. That's going to be a savvy. So if another person had to come on the car, if you have a lachash, then it's going. If you have a lachash in the vada, it's going to. Then it's going to be. It's going to be aser. So the Mashenga, when you create creation, when we tell us, he says, you're allowed to do it over and over. He says, some people are. He says, Yeshim, perhaps the Gambazay, Yeshim, is there a prosecution? Having done this, Yeshim, Gambazay, also that person shouldn't say it by the prosecution. You have to say, Shema Yisrael, say Baruch Shem. Baruch Shem, you do it quietly. But that's how Arichas so Baruch Shem is part of Krishna, not part of Krishna. It's not going to be Ma'akev. Where does it come to do it quietly? The Gemara brings down basically because on one hand the Gemara says that there's a problem that Gemara brings down. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Shouldn't say it. Yaakov said it. Gemara says you say it Baruch Shem, and it's a hacker that's not Mamash Chelik, that's on Parsha Krishna, but it's. But it's also a chilek, therefore that's the reason why we say quietly. So what time is it now?